47% of engagements happen between Thanksgiving and New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a lot of engagements.
Because there's so many holidays during that time, and I think people do really like to tie the proposal around a holiday. Maybe it's around a birthday or anniversary, who knows? But yeah, this is engagement season. We're in the thick of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what could potentially, I mean, not to cast a dark shadow on that, but like when you tie the engagement to a specific event, like a Christmas or like your birthday.
Yeah.
If it doesn't go well, you forever ruin that holiday for that person, right? Like, if
it's memorable. Let's put it that way.
Like, he proposed to me on my birthday. 5 years later, he proposed to me on my birthday. You know, like, it's not a great look.
Well, we see that your glass is half empty.
I'm just speaking from past.
No, I know what you mean, though.
All right, listen.
I do know what you mean.
Full disclosure: in a past life, I proposed on a birthday, and it didn't work. And I think I may have ruined her birthday from now on. Maybe I'll ask her, hey, how are your birthdays been going after that?
Now we get to the heart of it.
Yeah. It's all projection with me. You'll understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
But in any case, yeah, this is engagement season. So does anybody know anyone engaged recently or getting ready to do that?
I don't. I really don't. But then, you know, I'm not out that much anymore.
Yes.
I wait for Instagram posts. You know, people celebrating their anniversaries, which to me is now more important than ever because a lot of people are breaking up during this lockdown. I'm going, good for you, 10 years. Keep it going, you know. But not engagements. What about you guys?
I've seen a few.
I've seen a couple.
Yeah, I've definitely seen a few. And it's funny because there's a lot of like online chatter about, you know, the people who are still together, the couples who've lasted throughout the pandemic are closer than ever. And there was this, you know, of course it was from a jeweler, but a jewelry brand, you know, was surveying all these people who are buying engagement rings and said, you know, 32% of women said the pandemic has made them realize that their current partner was quote unquote the one.
Yeah, that's good.
And it was tied to living with them during quarantine, you know, that make it or break it time. And if it made it for you, you might feel more prepared to get married?
Yeah, maybe so. Or our appreciation value went up.
Yeah.
Like big time. Yeah. You know?
Appreciation value. I like that.
Yeah.
That is a double entendre if I've ever heard of one.
Not a depreciation, an appreciation.
It depends on the relationship, but yes.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So it is engagement season, so, you know.
Congratulations. It wasn't on your birthday. That's just fair warning from Jamar.